Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
like a midget at a urinal, I was going to have to stay on my toes.
Over, if I never have a sense, I'll be rich.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
Nice.
Thank you.
Dust at my feet.
Oh my goodness.
All
smooth, dulcet tones.
I told our engineer, I said, put the laryngitis, it's called an LVE, laryngitis voice enhancer.
Oh,
I said,
yeah.
Hook that up. He didn't do it.
He didn't?
Yeah, listen to me. He didn't do it. I will start off by saying, folks, you had two options. This until 6 o'clock, and it's in its 11th day. It went away for like 4 days, and it came back. This is day 11, so you had the choice of this till 6 or somebody else coming in here. Now, the reason I chose to come in is, as these guys know, I'm a workaholic.
Absolutely.
A lot of people would say, 12 hours a week, 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Whoa, that's enough for anybody.
Thursday.
I'm sorry, Monday through Thursday. I'm in a fog. They'd say that's enough for anybody. That would wear the average person.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, it's not enough for me. And the idea of working even less than that, like if I took today off, it'd be a 9-hour week.
Oh,
repulsive to me.
You would feel lost.
Now, if I were John Brown or McGraw, I'd be out for 2 weeks.
Well, sure.
Because of this. That's just not how I roll. So, folks, it'll make your eyes water. It's making mine water. Hearing myself makes my eyes water. But we'll roll on through. I apologize. I really do. I don't know what this is. Everybody says it's
allergies.
Something
sounds
in the
like
air.
It is.
Because I feel great. And I know Dan, the joke.
Oh, I know.
Every time I say that, Dan wants me to tell that joke. looks bad, feels great.
Yeah.
Well, I do look bad, but I feel great. It's in this case, sound bad, feels great. So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 28th day of September. Another sleepy, dusty
afternoon.
Somebody just asked me today.
Even with Larry.
How long do you think Frank's going to keep doing that sleepy, dusty, delta day?
A long time.
I said, oh, forever.
A long time.
Yeah.
Here's what I ask of these two and of you. Talk as much as you want, and it'll save me. And I do also want to say that the truth is that when they say, well, save your voice, you know, don't talk a lot, that has nothing to do with recovery from laryngitis. Neither does hot tea, lemon, honey, all that stuff. It's all a bunch of crap. It has to, as they say, run its course.
Apparently, the mold is really high.
Is it?
The mold count.
I've been around for decades, and I can tell you that in my life, what I've learned is the gargling, the tea, the lemon, the honey, it doesn't do anything. It runs its course. Whether you talk or don't talk, it doesn't make any difference. So we'll just muddle through here. Does anybody have anything to say, please?
I do.
All right, here is Eon the Peon.
So
if I keep it kind of low and whispery,
it doesn't crack as much.
So here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I found this list of this comes from Cosmopolitan, the online. I don't know if it was in the magazine too, but
that is a great guys' magazine, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah,
Cosmo?
Guys.
Cosmo?
Oh, yeah.
You learn a lot.
Are you kidding? Yes.
You learn what chicks talk about.
Absolutely. Yep. So this list is, maybe we could all learn from 15 things not to say to a woman during relations.
Oh, I bet I know every one of them.
You mean like relations like when you're in bed and stuff?
Yes. Doing bedroom relations.
Doing it.
Okay. Now, some of these I don't know if I'll be able to actually say.
Oh, you'll find a way.
But I'll find a way. The first one is, did you
have
at
one.
The end of it?
Did
yes.
You have
did
one?
You have one?
You're not supposed to ask
and so
that?
The woman who wrote this article gives a little reason why you should say it afterwards. She says, if you don't know whether or not I did, I definitely did not. So essentially saying, if you have to ask, it probably
didn't happen.
Now, the next one is, my ex used to fill in the blank.
No. Uh-oh.
He used to fill in the blank?
Yes. Well, yeah.
That's not the only thing he filled in.
She says, you know what else your ex used to do? Have sex with you. You know who is sleeping with you now? Me. You know who is beginning to reconsider continuing to sleep with you? Still me.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, man. The next one is, do you usually take a long time to have one? So essentially during the, you know, while this is going on, maybe it's into the second hour and he asked this question and she says, do you usually take this long to find my
what?
Because if so, then sadly, yes, that was her response.
My G spot?
Yeah. Well, my... Yes.
I'll edit that out. We can't
all right.
Say
yeah.
That.
No, you can't say that. The next one is. I never do a certain...
You know, this is becoming more awkward because there's so many words you can't say.
I know. That's why I said
I
would have
like two words.
I never do that one thing. You know, I think we can...
Monica?
Well, yes, the reverse Monica. Yes.
Oh, okay.
The guy says that to the woman.
Oh.
And then...
So he says, I don't do that.
Yeah. And she
what an
said,
idiot.
And so her response is, and I never sleep with men who say that. So win-win. And
she told him.
Yes. And then the next one is, I don't usually do that, but I'll make an exception. And that's not a good thing.
No, that's not good.
The next one is, don't worry. Most women I've met can't have one.
What? That means he doesn't give them one.
Right. Essentially saying, well,
I'm no good. He's saying, I'm
well,
no good.
Maybe it's your problem that she said. But so the woman's response is, yeah, this isn't a coincidence. You've probably been bad at having sex with all of them.
Yeah.
The common thread is you. The next one, I can't imagine a guy even saying this. How do you even work this bra? She says, I'm not saying that every guy has to be great at taking off every kind of bra, but please don't tell me you don't know how to work it like it's the controls on a spaceship and you're an ape.
I can snap it off with
one
hand.
Aren't they still... that's something that over all these years...
The clasps are still the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. There's usually two or three involved, but yeah it's still the same mechanism.
Well,
so I don't know why.
And I've learned...
They haven't updated that?
And I learned this from a...
From when you used to take your mother's off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that took a turn.
Yeah, it did.
Well, he danced with his mother.
When I,
you know what that leads to.
No, when I watched either, it was either American Graffiti or Happy Days. They had, I think it was Fonzie.
Well, it would have been Fonzie.
Showing them how to take a bra off with one hand. And he had the bra on the chair. And
the one
was,
finger snap.
Yeah. And
sure.
And I learned that. So
some of them are those front hook... front hookers.
Yeah.
Oh, front the front hookers.
Yeah. It hooks in the front. Yeah. Like opening the car doors.
Oh, yeah.
There they are. Step on out. Step on out, ladies.
The next thing men should not say to a woman during sex, that's not how I usually do it. So essentially saying, and so her response is, look, when someone else is touching you, it's never the same as when you touch yourself.
That's the truth.
Usually it's better. Sometimes it's worse. But just say, can you do it like this? So we don't feel like we have to literally become you in order to be good enough.
You know, when I'm in a home and I have Alzheimer's, there'll probably be like six things that I remember. One of them will be the day that Peon explained to me what hand of a stranger is. And here's what it is. You put pressure on, or you sit on your arm, and cut off the circulation to your hand before you pleasure yourself. And it seems like somebody else is
doing
it.
That's what you'll probably be doing in the home,
that's
too.
That's hand of a stranger.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Asleep.
Yeah.
You'll remember what it is, and you'll do it, too.
Probably.
The next one is saying anything remotely related to your parents.
Why?
Not to bring during having relations with a woman? I don't think
Why would you?
That's not how my mom does it.
Now it took a turn.
She says, the woman that wrote the article says...
You're better than mom.
She says, I had a guy who, before we even got out of bed, talked about how he couldn't wait to call his mom.
Oh.
Or the line from Vacation where she looks at him and goes, Daddy says I'm the best.
Yes. Her last line is, bro, my underwear are still across the room. Maybe cool it on the mom mention. The next one, of course, this is a given, another woman's name.
No, you don't do that.
Let's see. The next one is protection. Protection doesn't feel good. Do we have to use one?
Oh.
The woman's response is, not at all. You can go home instead.
That's a good one.
And then this one. Oh, actually, I use magnums. She says, haha, no, you don't, though. And then some guys I could see probably saying this. This might hurt a little since I'm pretty well endowed. She goes, seriously, who raised you? Elves who hate women? And the next one is, oh, you're a feminist, but you like, insert a submissive.
You like the D word?
From position or, yeah. And she goes, yes, it is possible to love the way something feels and also feel like equal pay and being allowed to make choices about my own body should be things. I know it's bizarre.
Yeah,
the last one is, what are you thinking about right now?
Oh.
Who would ask that?
I don't know. Some of those deep guys.
I know what my wife would be thinking about. Sullivan Stapleton.
Oh, somebody else?
This is the guy who stars in the new,
series,
The Blind Spot.
He said she has quite a thing.
She loves this guy. She texts a girlfriend while we're watching this in front of me.
Oh.
How hurtful is this? About how hot this
guy is. They're both drooling over.
Yeah, they text back and forth, and I'm sitting right there. Wow. That hurts.
Oof.
That hurts.
So that was a list, guys. Maybe not mention some of those.
Maybe you should see this as a Sullivan Stapleton, costume out there for Halloween.
Well, there might be.
Get that.
Did you have anything?
And wear it. I did.
What do you have? Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Went to the Magic
Animal
House.
Fair, the birds and the bees.
No, it's...
Shoot.
You got it now.
I know. Went to the... I do have this mess going on, but not like you.
We have not been together.
You guys walked in at the same time today. It made me a little suspicious.
It was a coincidence.
What do you have?
I went to the Magic House yesterday. Have you ever been to the Magic House?
My wife took the kids there, but I've never been there.
You should go.
That's what they say.
It's really, really cool. The static ball, but the static ball wouldn't do anything for you.
No, it makes your hair stand up.
Yeah, it does. But we did the static ball, and I took my granddaughters there. So we went and spent... You can plan on spending, hours and hours there. It's crazy. And then they added...
It's big?
Oh, yeah. It's big, and there's so much to do. Really? There is so much to do there.
Is it all science project type stuff? Or?
A lot of it is, but then they have a section where you go and you can... The kids can grocery shop. There's a restaurant, and they can... the girls were cooking us pizzas, and it was a pizzeria and stuff, and then you go into
real pizzas.
No, not real pizzas. That's all fake. And then there's a library. They can go in and do the books
every kid wants to do that. First of all, how many kids even know what a library is? Does a school still have a library, and why?
I think so.
I mean,
a library in the school?
Yeah, why?
We had the bookmobile that would come.
Oh, I love the bookmobile.
It was essentially a trailer full of books. Our schools didn't have libraries growing up.
A lot of high schools. A lot of high schools do.
I went to a hick high school. We still.
Oh, I guess in high school we did, but yeah, I was thinking grade school.
Grade school.
There's no need for it. I mean, think about it.
Not really.
Why would you have to? You have the internet.
No, because I can remember in high school going to libraries to use the reference section of the library with all the encyclopedias and everything. But now everything's online.
Yeah. But that's what we did yesterday. Just spent almost the entire time at the Magic House. It was a lot of fun.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh, I went over. Oh,
no,
I do.
Not,
have,
I mean, it's not it.
No, I do
he
have
does that a lot.
I was trying to figure this out.
And then is that it? Yeah, that's it. Oh, and we went to the.
I had one more thing. My ex Debbie was having a garage sale with the neighbors, and I thought she was actually taking some stuff over there. So I went over to get some things and make sure
wasn't selling all your stuff.
Well, yeah, she had some boxes and stuff for my. Of my stuff, so I ended up selling some cowboy boots. I ended up selling some other things.
I thought you were going to say you over there and bought your own stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I had to buy my own stuff back. I love that shirt. But I did, garage sales are so odd and so crazy. The neighbors across the street made like over $500 on a Wednesday. Wednesdays and Saturdays are garage sale days.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
The Wednesday thing. I understand the Saturdays, but
Wednesday, the earlier, I mean, like 5:30, 6 o'clock, they're out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, people will show up. Yeah, because I remember we've had a couple.
They'll sit down in front of the house and wait
an hour before so they get the first pick.
Like, there's such great treasures there.
Yeah, and then there was a lady that came up, and Debbie had a love seat out there, and she had $30 on it.
Well, she sure doesn't need that anymore.
It's actually a nice, it's actually a nice love seat. And she went at $30, and the lady said, "Will you take 10?" That's the other thing that the people do.
They lowball everything.
So they go, "Will you take 10?" And Debbie's like, "No, I'd like to get at least 20." And she goes, $20 and you deliver it.
And get out of my yard. Yes,
$20 and you deliver it?
Yeah.
We're not delivering anything.
Put up with it.
And then you have something for a quarter, and they go, "Would you take a dime for it?"
Those people.
It's a quarter.
It's a game. It's a game. Yeah, exactly. It's a hobby.
Yes.
It is.
They don't even want it. They just want to say, "I got them down to a dime."
Oh, yeah. And you know, there are some people that just show up, and they want, they're looking for those treasures, because you hear those stories of, "Oh, my goodness, I bought this painting, and behind it was a Van Gogh, and all this other stuff, and it turned out to be $1 million." And so you see some of those people, and then
we did it at my parents' house many, many years ago in Fairview Heights, and then in Belleville at my wife's before we married her parents, and right after we got married. And it's kind of fun, and it's also kind of a pain.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stick prices on everything and drag it out and put back what doesn't sell. And you got to deal with the people you just mentioned, those jerks that just some of them just hang around like more stuff is going to appear.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's a quarter.
And they just keep walking around and looking under. And I've never really seen anything at any yard sale that
just jumps right out at you.
No.
Yeah.
Well, how much do you want for that old record player or whatever?
Yeah.
I had a TV that we sold at, I think, my wife's parents' house out in the driveway. And it was a black and white rabbit ears, you know, the typical portable black and white TV. And just like you said, it was marked $10 or something. And the best I can do is $8. You know, screw you.
$8, I know. It's like $2. $2 is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, really? $2. Yeah. And shirts, I remember we had shirts priced for a quarter, and some of these shirts had never been worn.
Yeah.
And they still wanted to bargain.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Will you take 20 cents for a brand new shirt? No.
Like a nickel. You're arguing over a nickel.
Yeah, I know. Go away.
Just take the stupid thing.
All right, can we close it?
Yeah, we
Merch
can.
Merch segments officially closed. All right. I am going to muddle through this. I am going to make it till 6. And if you just will stay with me, folks, we're going to make it happen. Jose Hernandez comes in, thank goodness, right after 4 o'clock. After the news break, get your questions ready about technology, TVs, cell phones, laptops. You know, you get the idea. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I have not needed out to my house for, I bet it's been 2 years. But I got to thinking about it today, and I thought, my luck is going to run out. The system itself is probably 18 years old, maybe. And since I've had no issues for a couple of years, if we have another hard winter, like the one of 2014, 10 below zero. Remember that?
Mm.
We have another one of those. I want to make sure this thing is ready. So I will be making a call to them here in the next few days and say, just come out. It's like a doctor's checkup. That feeling where they go, well, everything looks great. It just, I don't know, it feels good. So I want them to just check them out and they have more than one unit and just say, I think you're good to go for the winter. It's probably a good idea for you, too. And you can buy a maintenance program where I think twice a year they come out and they check everything.
Does anyone want to see my unit?
No, I don't need yours. So all you need to know now is the number, and I don't have it. But I'll tell you where you can get it. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. 73 years in business servicing all of St. Louis and St. Charles County. And it doesn't matter what kind or make or type or size you have. Commercial or residential, they'd be happy to have you as a new customer. Please, please tell them you're AM and the PM. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
And just a little bit of volume that's making its way southbound on 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like we're a little heavy on the ramp from northbound 270 to westbound 40 where they're doing the road work before Mason. And if you're going eastbound on Highway 44, a bit heavy around the Cleed Station in that work zone. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working, until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-3088. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-3088. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-3088. 1-800-400-3088.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit FICSTL.org. That's FICSTL.org. or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-400-1268. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-400-1268. That's 1-800-400-1268. 1-800-400-1268.
Looking for great food and a great family market? Look no further than Cottleville. Menino's Market in Cottleville. Every single day, oven-ready meals, rotisserie chicken, beef spadini, Cajun pork tenderloin. Don't forget about the Illinois apples arriving every single day fresh, not to mention all the fresh produce. And it's football season. 4 chicken kebabs, 8 brats, and a bag of chuck patties for $35. Menino's Market in Cottleville. And for catering, Meninos.com.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Two. We're going to play the whole song since I can't talk. We'll just, it's the loneliest, we'll just play music.
Number since the number one.
I got my driver's license renewed Friday, and this is really odd to me. I went to a place on Clarkson, and when I pulled the parking lot, I saw people standing out the door, and I thought, well, maybe I'm looking at people who are there for another business. No, I walk in, there are easily in this little license office 40 people.
Ugh.
And I just walk back. I wouldn't even take a number. Because you know what's going to happen. You pull a tab and it says 80. And they yell out, 22.
Oh, yeah.
So I just turned around and got back to the car. I go, I don't know, 4-3 miles to Manchester. There's 2 people in front of me. The same day. Same day, same time of day. 2 people. That was it. But I didn't realize when you get your driver's license renewed, first of all, they used to spit out a new license right there and hand it to you. Plastic card. They don't do that anymore. What the heck? What happened?
No, they send it
they're
in.
Going backwards.
I have no idea why they changed that.
They give you a piece of paper. It's a regular 8.5 by 11. And
with your picture on it.
Yeah, and they void your existing license. Why couldn't you keep using your license? Because it's not expired yet. No, they punch holes in it.
Yeah.
So you have to have this piece of paper. And then I didn't know that you have to take the sign test.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I passed it, but it's one of those things where you, as soon as they tell you, okay,
You start sweating again.
I didn't get a chance to study for this. And I think there were 8 signs. No U-turn, stop sign. But the stop sign doesn't have the word stop on it, so you got to know the size of it. A yellow yield sign, blah, blah, blah. And there was the only sign where I just stopped. And I thought, this is where I have to stare at it. Because I don't see it very often, is a circle, a red circle with a white line across it. It just means do not enter. And I said, I think this means stay out of here, don't come in here, do nice. She said any of those will be good. I mean, that's fine. It just means don't enter, don't come.
But I think I asked the girl one time, I said, how many can you miss of these signs?
And yeah, see, I didn't know the answer to that.
I think it's 2.
Okay, well, I was good then. But the other thing that was kind of fun about it is, and it brings back, if you can remember, people who are, over 40 or 50, getting your driver's license, because I'm sitting right there with the people who are sitting with their kids, who this is the day, this is the big day. And I don't remember much about the day that I got my driver's license. I just remember that, unlike a lot of kids today, that was the single most important thing the minute you turn 16.
Oh, yeah.
Was to get the driver's license.
Yes.
And they say it's not the case anymore.
No.
And that's too bad, because it's, man, it was exciting. And if you could manage to get your parents, I mean, there were parents, and I don't remember in my case, if your birthday fell on a weekday, who would get permission from school for you to be late.
Yeah.
So they take you in at 8:30. What a thrill, man. What a thrill.
It was awesome. I remember when I got my license. I remember where I took it. And it was at Lewis and Clark on 367. There was a round building, and the license bureau was in there. And there was only certain places that would let you take the driving test. And I got in and took the driving test. I was so nervous when this guy got in the car.
Oh, my goodness. And you're a nervous wreck. And there's nothing they can do.
No.
Because if they say, relax, you think it's a trick.
Yeah, they just sit there.
They want me to be comfortable. And that way, I'll mess up because I'll be too comfortable.
And they have the clipboard.
Yeah.
And they're writing stuff down, and you're like, oh, no.
My second son, when I took him in, we sat there in that same environment I was in Friday, and there are a couple of other parents and kids there, and two different people pointed out an instructor. It was a woman, and said, hope he doesn't get hurt. She's failed everybody today. Now, this is one of the people that worked there said they've been watching her.
Yeah.
She's failed everybody. And sure enough, she comes out and calls his name.
Oh.
And I said, good luck, P. I call him P, short for Pee-wee. He's 6'2", by the way, Pee-wee. So they leave, and the look on his face when he came, she failed him.
Oh.
I mean, that's the word. When you're 16 and you fail the driver's test, it's almost like you got to go back to school because you've told all your friends, I'll have my driver's license today.
Yep.
And now when you go to school, hey, man, I see your driver's license. I failed. It's like the most humiliating thing. He was devastated. So we go back the next day. You can go back the next day.
Yeah.
Got 100. 100. Different examiner. And he passed with flying colors. I think some people delight in being mean.
Oh, I definitely think so.
There are teachers
cruel.
That do that. Yeah. Nobody gets an A in my class.
Oh, I had one of those teachers. I just want you to know, the beginning of the year, no one gets an A.
What's
the point of trying?
There was a teacher that Alyssa had, and I can't remember what subject it was because I'd call him out. Because all these, they're different kids that are on the honor roll. And that affects their grade point average. And this teacher said,
if they fail the driving test?
No. A teacher in school. And this teacher said, I just want to let you know, no one ever gets an A in my class.
What a jerk.
It's like, how can you say that when you have kids that are relying on a grade point average for certain scholarships and all this other stuff? And then you have this one teacher that's going to be a jerk and say that. I'm like, how can you say that, even if they get 100?
You know what? I've made this clear. I hated school. I hated it. I just hated it. And I don't remember a lot, but I tried to go to college, and I was kicked out twice for just failing grades. But I remember there was a class at SIU, and the first day of class, this teacher, man, came in, and his desk was completely cleared off, and he lay down on the desk on his back. He's lay there. He didn't say anything. And 15 minutes goes by, and he's just lying on his back on top of his desk. And then he sits up, gets his class dismissed. And we get out early. So the next day we come to class. Get out your paper. I want you to write in so many words or less. What was your reaction to what happened yesterday? You know, those teachers that try to be so deep and philosophical. And what were your thoughts when you came in and I laid on my desk? And I wrote two words, you're nuts. Yeah. And I handed it in to him. And I got an A. Because there's no wrong answer.
Right.
It's what were your... My thought was, the guy's crazy. He's nuts. So you can't tell somebody that what they think their opinion is right or wrong, but I'll never forget that. And I just thought, what was the point? I didn't learn anything from that. It's just that I remember he did it, but there was no lesson there. There was nothing to learn. There was another teacher at SIU who had, and I know she did this on purpose, because when you're a guy and you're 18 or 19, you are constantly horned up. You just are. And she sat on the edge of the desk through the whole class with her legs crossed in a short, short skirt every day, every day. And
teasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the course, again, tomorrow's our last day. I want you to come back tomorrow and I want you to write and turn in what you got out of this course this year. And I wrote, I got to see your legs. and I loved it. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, not a lot of memories of school, but if you, this all started because I felt so bad Friday for these kids. I could almost feel the tension as they're waiting to go get the test drive. And I can tell you, it's funny, the only thing most people remember about the driving test is the stinking parallel parking. That's the number one most dreaded thing they have you do. Because do you even get a second chance? I don't remember.
No, I don't think so.
No,
you don't get a second chance.
I don't even remember anything else.
What did we do?
Perfect. Go out and stop at a stoplight, make a left turn. I guess you did all that, but you only remember parallel parking.
But they have those cones set up, and I did the parallel parking perfect.
Yeah.
Other people, what about these cars that parallel park themselves? What if you're taking a test in that?
Here's my advice, and this is good advice because somebody gave it to my kids. If you have a kid who's going to be taking the driver's test, if you don't own one, borrow the smallest car you can borrow. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Easier to parallel park, easier to do everything. And if it's really small and uncomfortable, maybe the instructor will want to get out of there quicker. Maybe you'll get a real tall instructor. Bear with me, folks. If you just tuned in, this is day 11 of the partial laryngitis from hell. Hopefully it'll be gone. It teased me. It went away for a couple of days, and then it came back. But we'll make it. We only have to go till 6 o'clock, and Jose comes in after the news break. I have to remind you that American Equity Mortgage is in the business of helping people become homeowners, because when you're out on your own and you're an adult, you're not living with your parents anymore. You either rent or you own. And most people don't go from, you know, living at home, boom, right into their own home. It takes a little time to scratch up some money for down payment. Then when you do, American Equity Mortgage will be there for you. They'll also be there for you if this is your fifth house or sixth house or tenth house. You might want to consider them for your mortgage. If you are a homeowner and you're not looking for a mortgage, but maybe you're looking to get out of the debt hole you've dug for yourself, especially with credit cards, they'll help you there too. It's called debt consolidation. You know the number. You know the website, and if you don't, here they are, AmericanEquityMortgage.com. I'm sorry, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
And now it's time for another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. You know, I looked on the map here, and I said we've got to have something going on here between Page and Olive. And then Mike Breitenstein just called up and said we've got some metal brackets, metal piping or brackets or something that are in the middle lanes on southbound 270, about midway, maybe a little bit closer to Olive now, and they're backed up midway between Dorset and Page down to where this is. Then everything's open pretty wide on southbound 270. A little bit of busy traffic between Doherty Ferry and Highway 44 in that right lane. Now, if you're traveling downtown, eastbound 40 is slowing east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Starting to get some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 as you approach Lindbergh through Highway 170. And this report is also brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello, Jay Randolph, reminding you of a very special sports event here on the Big 550. Coming up on October 1st at 7 o'clock in the evening, a salute to Red Shandings. The program called simply Red. His memories and the magic that he made in a remarkable baseball career. Join us for Red on the 1st of October from 7 to 9 here on the Big 550.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
I can work in a call or two. Save my voice, let you talk. 314-969-KTRS. Hope you'd understand that. It sounds like crap. I'm mad at our engineer for not putting in that laryngitis enhancer. Or 888-550-KTRS. Grab me that blinker, Dan. Give me that name of that blinking line there. Hang on, everybody. I don't see him put it up there. That's all right, folks. Silence is golden. There's a song called, there it is.
Tom.
We end the golden silence. Tom, how are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're talking about driving tests. Well, it's been quite a while back, but I had to retake my test because I let my license expire and I wasn't driving for years, so... Anyway.
And since you mentioned that, I might add that people who haven't done this for a while, I also found out when I called, you have 6 months from the expiration to renew without having to take the test. So obviously you waited longer than that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know they had that. Well, I mean, as soon as they expired, you figure, well, hey, cop pulls you over, you're going to get busted anyway.
Well, I think you will. It is expired, but to take the test, you have 6 months.
Okay.
To renew, you have 6 months.
Well, I took my test the first time, failed it. Went to another place, same day, took it and passed it. First lady, she's coming out. I passed the test. She comes out, and I get in my car. First thing I do, I get in it, seat belt myself in. She gets in my car. I said, ma'am, can you please seat belt yourself in? So I didn't start my car or nothing. I said, ma'am, can you please seat belt yourself in? You know what she told me, Frank?
You don't
worry about me. And like, yeah, I got nerve. You know, I don't know if this lady didn't get none the night before, what her problem was, but she turned around and said, "Yeah, you don't worry about me." So you know, I just shut my mouth.
Now wait, was this when you're starting to take the test?
Well, yeah, after I'd done passed the test.
Why was she in your car if you passed the test? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. You started
with it. It was all in one day.
Well, I got news for you. You did the right thing because a lot of instructors, had you not done that, would have said you fail because you're responsible for everybody in your car.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could get a ticket.
Yeah, if she was just being a bitch.
If the person in the front seat.
Being a B-big.
Yeah.
B-big.
Yeah. All right, Tom.
But here's the thing. When I went back in to get my license, I think by rights, for me doing that, my test should have been 100%. Instead, this bitch only gave me 85, but I still got my license.
And who cares? You got your license. Nobody ever asked you again what your grade was.
Yeah. I mean, just a point.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Right. No problem, guys.
Yeah. You are responsible for the people in there. And that actually is what some instructors will do. They'll deliberately not buckle. And if you don't mention it, check mark against you because you were responsible and you should have mentioned it. Doug, I got about 1 minute. You want it?
Yeah, that's fine. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell Dan that I took my test. This was back in 78. I took it up at Lewis and Clark also.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the parallel parking part of it. And I remember she gets in the car with a gal. We pull up to the, you kind of pull up and you have to do it to the right, you know, when you back up. And I put it in reverse. I put my hand up on the back of the seat and I just look over my shoulder and I whipped it in the back and put it right in where it's supposed to go. And she says, okay, and off we went.
That was the whole test?
No, I wasn't that good at it, but it was funny. You know, you're supposed to use all your mirrors and everything, and I don't think I looked in one. I just looked over my shoulder and backed right in, and she says, okay, let's go.
Yeah, and if you tried to do it again, you probably could not have done it a second time. You got real lucky.
Yes, I was very lucky that day, but it was it was funny. That old building had a restaurant at the top of it called Top of the Tower.
Yes, I remember that.
Doug, thank you.
Yeah, that was the place to go, man, when you lived in North County.
Thank you for the call.
See you guys.
And why is it always a woman instructor most of the time? What is that about?
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems that mostly women, the stories people have are with the female examiners. I got about a minute here to talk about Amini's. Jose will come in after the news. Folks, they're doing a massive, I don't even know what to call it, remodeling, refurbishing at Amini's, and it's pretty interesting and spectacular to go in there and see what they're doing. Upstairs is the Jaffe Lighting Collection. Just upstairs is over 12,000 square feet. It's not finished yet, but they've got over 1,000 lights on display already. And then downstairs they have dining room, they have bedroom, they have living room, they have the accent pieces. Yeah, this is Amini's I'm talking about. The place that a lot of people know for pinball, arcade games, pool tables, they have that too, and plenty of it. And patio furniture, probably, not probably, some of the best patio furniture in the world.